Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. It's so good to be with you. We're talking about pursuing peace. I'm Mike Campbell. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. This is a Friday morning, and we're going to wrap up today on this topic of pursue peace. And God has called us to pursue peace. He says in His Word to pursue peace, be intentional. Right. We've talked about replacing anti-peace thoughts with peace thoughts with scriptures. And today, yesterday we ended with Philippians 4:7, right? Okay. We ended with Philippians 4:7.
Remember, to do this, you got to turn from evil.
Right.
All right. And do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. So this is what Jade is talking about. And we went to Colossians 4 and we did 6, 7, 8, 9 about how God wants to set a guard up around your heart and mind with His peace.
Philippians 4.
I'm sorry.
Colossians. Colossians and
Philippians 4.
Right.
So now look at this. This is interesting because we read where He said He would order our feet or lead, guide our feet into peace.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't remember that particular scripture.
That was actually Luke 179.
Luke 179. Wait, guides, listen to my wife.
Guides our feet
into peace.
Into peace, into the way of peace.
When we get into peace, He sets up a guard. Mm-hmm. Now, we're doing a progression here because we want you to see how this works. Okay? And today, we're going to talk about once He guides you into peace, once He guard your heart and mind, then the last step is He wants to rule in your heart. All right.
Right.
Rule your heart. Why don't you read Colossians 3:15, honey?
Okay.
Do you have that one?
I do. I have it right here. This is the New King James. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to all which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." But let the peace of God ruling your heart. Do you know what that tells me? God wants to do something, but you have to allow Him
to
do it.
That's exactly right.
You have to allow the work to happen in your life.
And the first thing we need to establish is, does peace have the right to rule? Does the peace of God? And we find that answer in Isaiah 9:6, which we are about to put on you so that you, my friends, and understand.
Because it says in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Oh, wait a minute. Who's the Prince of Peace? Jesus. And what does He want to do? Rule. He wants His peace to rule your heart and mind. Isn't that great? He wants to rule your heart and mind with His peace guarding your heart and mind, your feet walking into His peace. Woo! And all this comes because you've decided to not do evil. You've left evil and you decided to do good.
That's right.
Now you're pursuing Him and He wants to reward you. I love that. Now listen, Jada, that Colossians 3:15 is best described, I think, in the Amplified version, I believe.
Okay. Do you have that?
No, I don't have it up. But listen, it says, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart like an umpire." Well, let's talk about a baseball umpire real quick for just a couple of moments. If you're familiar with the greatest American pastime, it really is baseball, the great American pastime. And so people go to the ballpark and the umpires are out there to enforce the rules, and they're out there to call balls and strikes, but there are also base umpires. And the whole purpose of the base umpires is safe and out. So follow me on this. The peace of God wants to rule in your heart like an umpire. What's He doing? You take a lead off of first, right? In baseball, the pitcher decides to throw over to first base. The runner dives back in. He gets there in time. The umpire says, "Safe." Everything's cool. Everything's calm. Mm-hmm. Right? And then if he doesn't get back in time, he calls out. So let me show you how this relates to your life. You've hit the ball. You're running to first. You're going as fast as you can. And the ball gets there before you. You're out. You're back in the dugout. Mm-hmm. All right? But when he calls safe, everything is good. You're ready to go to the next step. So here's what the peace of God does. It gives you no anxiety, safe. Mm-hmm. When there's anxiety, worry, fear, stress, out. Don't do it. Let go of that. That's an out by the umpire. That's the Spirit of God saying no. People come to me all the time and say, Pastor, I'm thinking about, you know, going and doing this, but man, it's just, I don't know. I just keep having all these thoughts. They just bombarding my mind. I say, out. And they look at me real funny. Well, what are you saying? The peace of God is ruling that out in your life. Go back to the place where you had peace. All right. Before you decided to make that change, were you having all these thoughts? No. Then go back there and let this go. Mm-hmm. You're trying to force something and God's telling you out. It's going to cause problems in your life. You see, we make bad choices and it removes the guard and causes anxiety, fear, stress, and worry to overcome our mind. And when that is happening, the umpire's hollering out, out, out. When really and truly we want to hear him say, safe, safe. No, he's in there. Yeah, we want to hear that. That's that coolness, that calmness, that assurance from God. And that's what the Holy Spirit does down in our life, Jay.
That's right. And I think this fits in right here when we're talking about this. It says in Isaiah 32, 16 and 17, it says, justice will rule in the wilderness and righteousness in the fertile field. And this righteousness will bring peace. Yes, it will bring quietness and confidence forever. So pursuing this life of peace is also pursuing righteousness. Walk away from evil. Turn your back on evil. Do good. Pursue. Yeah. Be intentional in being in the Word of God. Be intentional in changing things about yourself that would make you more pleasing to God. All these things tie into you walking in the peace of God. He is the Prince of Peace, and we can allow him to rule. And when we say rule in our spirit, rule in our lives, we're talking about putting him first. putting this Spirit of God, the Spirit of Peace, this righteousness before or in front of anything else. If we're putting our recreation in front of it, we're putting our family in front of it, we're putting even our church in front of it, then we're out of balance.
That's right. Then
there is not this completeness and this wholeness that we talked about when we talked about what is the peace of God. Being able to walk in righteousness, and that doesn't mean we're perfect. It just means that we're pursuing that. We're doing our best to live a holy life, please God, and with that comes peace. Amen?
That's right. You know, she just said something to make a lot of pastors mad because they want everything to be about church. But listen to me. You don't find your peace because of the church. You find your peace because of your relationship with Jesus that you develop in your prayer closet and in your Bible study time. That is the intimacy you have. Can you get some intimacy at church? Yeah, you probably can. But listen to me. It's not what makes you whole. All right. It's an aid. Everybody say aid. It's a help. All right. Mm-hmm. That's what your pastor's there to do. He's there to teach you the Word of God, to give you things that you can meditate on, but you got to go home, get into the Word of God and get into your prayer closet and meditate those things so that they become real to you.
Right.
The seven sons of Sceva is a perfect example. They wanted to cast out a devil. They said, we cast you out according to Jesus, whom Paul preaches. In other words, they had no relationship.
Right.
How does peace begin? With a relationship with Jesus. It starts when you decide to leave evil and do good, and you pursue peace. You come into a relationship with Jesus so that Jesus can now rule in your heart, safe, out. So this is the way Jade and I run our lives. You know, when something gives us anxiety, we know that's not God. And we have to take authority over that because he's steady hollering, out, out, don't do it, out. You know, God's not the kind of God that's going to scream at you. All right, I know some of y'all had parents that screamed all the time. I might have hollered at my kids quite a bit. I don't know. But here's what I do know. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. He has a voice, and he will let us know when something's safe and when something needs to be avoided so that you and I can live in the peace of God that passes understanding, guarded by his his presence, his peace, and ruling on the inside, so that no matter what comes our way, we are not going to be overcome. We are going to overcome the world.
Amen.
Because we're in Christ.
That's a good word.
All right.
That's a great way to end our week on Pursue Peace.
Pray us on out of here.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word. Father, your word changes and transforms lives. We thank you, Lord, for this word of encouragement. We ask that you help us to meditate on the word of God to change the way we think. I thank you, Father, for everyone who watches today. Bless them abundantly.
Yes.
And give them the spirit of peace that they can pursue. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button right down there so that you can get everyone connected to Mike Campbell Ministries and this daily word with Mike and Jada.
Right.
Don't forget, if you're on YouTube, that you subscribe now. You can follow what we're doing around the world.
All right. Hey, we're so glad to be with you. It's been exciting. God bless you for being with us. Join us again Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel for more PM in the AM. God bless everybody.
Amen.